White Eyes, High Times and Hard Times, A Story of Climbing with Mark Grunden. An excerpt from Climbing Out of Bed by Luke Mihal. Winter went on, slow as winter does and the sadness that comes with it. Steve was healing from his fall in the avalanche. Mark and Scott were healing as well. But life is sometimes like the avalanche. The hard times just keep coming down. I was at work washing dishes in Crested Butte, Colorado, when I received a phone call from Mark with the news. He had been diagnosed with testicular cancer. He immediately needed a surgery to remove his testicle and would have to leave in 2 days to Vermont, where he grew up. I didn't know what to say, and I didn't know what to do. Mark's surgery in Vermont was successful, and soon after, he returned to Colorado for radiation treatment and his final semester at Western State College. Mark faced this challenge with the same determination and courage I witnessed in his climbing. Never did he submit to negativity. His routine now didn't leave him a minute of free time. He had 6 weeks of radiation treatment to do in Grand Junction, which meant getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning, driving to Junction to do his treatment, and then driving back to Gunnison for school. This is what he had to do. Certain days, he would challenge himself a little more. Sometimes he would get zapped, which was his slang for radiation, and then head over to Escalante Canyon for a quick climb. Typically, he would climb more than whoever was along for the adventure. More than one person reported to me that Mark had outclimbed them, this from a guy being treated for cancer. At first, he was nauseous and couldn't eat. He lost 10 pounds. The medicine he received, along with numerous other pills of God knows what, didn't help. The doctor ended up giving him weed, or as they call it, Marinol, synthetic marijuana pills. It worked. Immediately, his appetite returned. Once his friends found out the Marinol was helping, they began to offer all other forms of marijuana products. One group of friends concocted some ganja peanut butter with weed in it. Mark, unlike many college students in Gunnison, didn't care to smoke pot, so the effect was just like someone getting stoned for the first time. One night, he had sampled some of the peanut butter. I stopped by the house to find him lying in the middle of his kitchen floor, laughing hysterically. Indeed, the unimaginable stress of being a full-time college senior while undergoing radiation treatment for cancer hadn't gotten to his sense of humor. Mark, already a respected member of the Gunnison community, was now a hero. At the college, a professor organized a ride system so that Mark would never have to ride alone. I went with him several times. Waking up at 6 in the morning was rough. How did he do this? At the cancer treatment center, they invited us to go back in the radiation room, with that big machine above Mark's body to administer the radiation. It was freaky, and even more disturbing, they had to put his privates in a weird metal cup. The doctor's assistants explained the whole process, and we watched via television outside the radiation room. This day after day, and Mark never lost his cool. The only thing that upset him was the one cookie limit in the lobby. "These people are going through cancer. Can't they have more than one damn cookie?" he'd say. On the drive back that day, we were talking about the usual subjects: girls, parties, climbing, politics, the environment, and girls. Scott, who was along for this trip, had been spending some time with a lady, and Mark started asking him about it. "So, how did it go last night?" Mark asked. Scott wasn't interested in talking about it. "Not so good," he said after a little prodding. "Well, what happened?" Mark asked. "I don't really want to talk about it," Scott said. "Dude, you just saw my balls in a metal cup," Mark added. And Scott told the story.